Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
It has been months since many of us have really seen a stranger. Grocery stores, restaurants, sometimes even street corners remain full of masked faces, which means we're missing something, some level of connection with each other. Those missing connections led Gloucester's Cape Ann Museum to send out packets of paper, crayons, and oil paints to residents of the region, old and young, inviting them to do a do-it-yourself art project, self-portraits. Those portraits are now on display in a series that's called Quilted Together, an exhibit of community portraits. Oliver Barker, director of the Cape Ann Museum, joins us now to talk about the exhibit. Oliver, welcome to Radio Boston.
Tiziana, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm delighted to join you today.
So take us to the moment, Oliver, that germinated this idea. When did you think, I want to send packets out to people and I want them to draw themselves and I want to see those faces?
Well, it's an interesting and exciting story, and it all began actually just before the pandemic when we had decided to work with local Gloucester school students and ask them to create portraits that we could display in a new building, a building called the Janet and William Ellery James Center that is part of a new 4-acre campus that the museum has opened now at the gateway to Gloucester. As none of us could anticipate, the pandemic had us move in a different direction, and all of a sudden, unfortunately, we could no longer go to the local schools and work with the students in creating their portraits. And we started to hear about the work that Action Inc., a local homeless shelter group, was doing here to keep the homeless community safe at that very early stage of the pandemic when we were all certainly in lockdown. And what they did is they actually got together a group of about 50 homeless residents and assembled them in the Y to keep them safe here in Gloucester, as I say, in the early part of last spring. And in hearing of this and working with a number of board members, we understood that there was a real opportunity for us to bring something from the museum to them. Mm-hmm. Initially, we started by providing meals to the residents, the people living at the Y during that period of lockdown. And then we said, well, wait a minute, we're an art museum. There are other things we can do. And we decided that this portrait project actually would be a great way of engaging all members of the community in looking at themselves and creating portraits that ideally we would then show in our new campus.
So now you have now you have 600 of them, Oliver, for people old, young, from all corners of the community. Did you think it would be this big? And what is the effect when you see 600 self-drawn faces? Tell us about that.
It's pretty staggering. You step into our new space and you have these 650 plus faces, as you say, old and young, looking at you. They're all people that call this place home. The Cape Ann Museum exists to tell the very unique story of this place and the remarkable contributions that it has made to the cultural enhancement of our community, but also to the world at large, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so we're really excited that so many individuals, but also community groups, rallied with us to create this presentation. I'll share that we work closely with the Gloucester Veterans Centre, with the O'Malley Middle School, Essex Heritage. There were many partners, the Rose Baker Senior Centre here, the Essex Council on the Aging, and quite a number of community groups as well that participated in joining us, taking their kits out and drawing with us to really make sure that we had as many possible faces from this community represented on the walls of our institution.
Describe the one for us, Oliver, the one that when you close your eyes, you are still seeing.
The one that I'm still seeing. Well, I will admit I'm a former painter myself. So the one, the one that I close my eyes and don't see is the one of myself. I'm a little out of practice as an artist, but it is hidden there on the wall. But the one that I really think about, I think about a an elderly gentleman who was a Gloucester veteran. He was a member of the he supported America's efforts in Vietnam, and he did not feel comfortable in making his own portrait. He didn't feel that he could do it, but he sat down with his granddaughter and she made the portrait. And it shows him with a wonderful smile on his face, very proud to be being portrayed by a family member. And to me, hearing that story from him and hearing about his own journeys and why this place is so important to him, and then learning, of course, that it was his granddaughter that contributed the portrait on his behalf, it was just a very meaning and moving experience for me.
And are people feeling brought together? I mean, this sounds intimate to me, Oliver.
Yes. One of the exciting things is that people come into the gallery now and they say, that's me. Oh, I know that person. And what we've done is we've juxtaposed the portraits themselves along with a community portrait project that was completed about a decade ago by a quilting artist by the name of Clara Wainwright. She's a Boston-based artist, and she's worked with over 50 communities in the past in assembling and helping them assemble patchwork quilts, portrait quilts of themselves. And so what's exciting, actually, when you step into the space, that we have some people that depicted themselves in fabric 10 years ago and now are actually have contributed a drawn portrait this time around, a decade later. So it's a very, very moving experience.
Oliver Barker, director of the Cape Ann Museum in Gloucester, thank you so much. We will put a link to our website for how people can get tickets and see the exhibit. Thanks again, Oliver.
Thank you again. It's a real pleasure.